Bezrach HaMizbochi begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchasachi Matan, the laws of acquisitions and of gifts in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, which in this part we discuss a unique halacha called Trishbinus, which are certain gifts that are given specifically when someone gets married. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding becoming partners in the expenses of the wedding. Minik Pashin Berev Medinas, it's a widespread custom in many of most of the countries, Shabizman Shiisa Adam Isha, that at the time when the person gets married to a woman, Meshalchan Loireyov Meyudov Mois, his friends and his acquaintances, they send him monies, Kadeshe Schazik Ben Aloyetzah Shemitzabishtai, so that he should be supported when he's having all these expenses that he's spending on his wife. And these friends and these acquaintances that send them these monies, they come. And they come and they eat and they drink with the groom at the 7 days of the festivities, which we call the Sheva Brachas, or part of them. Everything according to the custom of those countries. Now, these monies that are being sent on the crumb, they're called shushbinis, which the word shushbin comes from the word of friendship, which, and these people who send these monies and they eat and they drink with the groom, they are called shushbinin. They're the friends that are coming with supporting for the wedding. Halacha Beis discusses regarding the obligation to pay back this shushbinis. Hashushbinis in a matan gemura. This monies that are given when this person is getting married is not a regular bona fide gift, and that's where it's coming in over here. We're discussing the laws of gifts. Hadvarim yidum. The things are well known. This guy didn't send his friend 10 dinarim that this guy should eat and drink with it, or the gear says bezuz, like just to use one zuz of it. Because he didn't send elimination, his intention was that if when he gets married to a woman, that they're going to send him and give him back just like he gave him. Therefore, so if this other person, the gifter, gets married to a woman, and the one he gave to does not give him back shushbinis money, that is a tevi b'din. He could actually bring him to court and he could extract those money, because that is the premise of this custom. Halacha Gimel. Now, but the enyo chalitavi, but he cannot claim the monies at sheyisa kederech shenasahu until he gets married the same way as the one that he gave the money to got married. Ketzad haso, so Ram illustrates. Reuven shenasa besula. Reuven gets married to a virgin, which is a great joy. It's our first time. V'shalch le Shimon shushbinis, and the Shimon send the shushbinis monies. V'achkech nasa Shimon almon, but then Shimon gets married to a widow, which is not as joyous. Enyo chalitvoy lehachzal shushbinis. He cannot go and claim from him to give him back and repay him the same gift of shushbinis, because he could tell him, look, I'm only giving back to you, only if you get married to a virgin, just like you gave me when I got married to a besula. So let's say the first one had sent when that first person got married to a widow. He cannot claim from him to give back to him when he's getting married to a besula, which is more, has to be not more, not less, has to be exactly the same type of wedding that it was to the one you gave to the recipient, that then he has to repay back to the one who gave it to him. Let's say Reuben made his wedding was well publicized and it was out in the open. Now Shimon wants to make a discreet wedding. Also the other way. Reuben did it discreetly and now Shimon wants to do a real pump type of public wedding. So here also, in Yechalatavi, cannot claim from him to get paid back. Shariyamali could tell him, I'm not going to do with you, just like you did with me, and these are considered different types of weddings. Halacha hey. Reuven shenasa isha. Reuven got married to a woman. V'sholchli Shimon shushbinis. And Shimon sent him shushbinis. So that's the first time. V'achal v'shasa imai. And he ate and he drank with him. So he participated, did everything the way it's supposed to be done. V'achach nasa Shimon kinesu Reuven atzmam. And now Shimon got married the same way Reuven got married. Reuben comes and eats and drinks with him. Nothing about a gift. Or Shimon called for Reuben to come, but he didn't want to come. Or let's say he was in the city. He heard the sound of the bell. Where the custom is that you don't invite everyone individually. Whoever hears the bell comes. And he heard and he didn't come. So in this situation, he has to pay back the entirety of the shushbinis, he knew about the wedding and he didn't come. Or he called him individually in the place where the common custom is to, and he didn't come. So again, like we said, he has to give him back the shushbinis. Halacha Vav continues with, how do we calculate the value of the shushbinis? Now, let's say Reuben was not in town when Shimon got married. So we knock off we diminish demei masha ochel v'shas Shimon etzlei. When Reuben got married, Shimon, yeah, gave him shesh binis, but he came and he ate by the wedding. So he enjoyed a certain amount. Now, Reuben's not doing the same thing for Shimon, so he's got to pay him back. But wait, I don't have to pay back all of it. In the previous halach, it has to be all of it. Here, if he wasn't in town, so it's no fault of his own, so then you diminish how much Shimon had eaten by Reuben's wedding. And then he pays him back the rest of the Shashbinas monies. Well, let's say even if he was in town, but Vala Karu didn't call him. Although he did, didn't notify him, didn't give him an invitation. So Menachem Loi, again, he could diminish how much Shimon had eaten by his weddings. And moreover, in these cases we just described, Yeshalab Taraimis, Reuben could even have complaints against Shimon. Nishalai did, didn't notify him, saying, wait, I would have came and you didn't invite me. Halacha Zayin Namakam Menachem. How much do we diminish because of the fact of how much Shimon ate by Reuben's wedding that he doesn't have to repay him that amount? So Nogu Maniku, the custom is by this of diminishing, is im dinner echad shalach l'Shimon. If Shimon had sent Shishbina's money worth one dinner to Reuben and he comes and participates in Reuben's wedding, say in ma'as l'klum. So then Reuben actually doesn't have to pay back anything. Sharei zed demei mashalach, because that's actually the value. Normally a person that eats by the sword of a chosin will eat one dinner's worth if he had sent a dinner. So he already paid him back by what he ate by the wedding. Vim yasala dinner, let's say Shimon had sent more than a dinner. Ad sela, up until if he sent the amount of a sela, which then they actually feed him more because he's a higher paying shushbinis person. So menakuli mechza. So we diminish half of how much he gave because he's eating more. And up until a sela, so we're going to assume that that's how much is included and how much he ate. And then Reuben has to only pay half of the shushbinis money. Meselo lamala, if it's a sela and more that Shimon had given Shishbina's money, then you have to already evaluate the characteristic of the Shimon who had sent the monies initially. Which, here we have halacha ches, however, it seems to be a mistake. It seems to be actually that halacha ches should start from miselo lamala, because the word should be imdin das meshalech. We evaluate the characteristic of the one who sent it, and b'shir ha-shishbinas, and the measurement of the shishbinas. In other words, we evaluate if he's a stingy person. And so do we evaluate how much he sent him to know how much is going to be half in the situation of if he's a distinguished personality, as the Rama explains. So im adam chashuv, if he's a distinguished personality, so menakalei mechza. So here also you're still going to knock off half, meaning even though he gave a lot of money, he didn't eat that amount by the wedding, still it doesn't make a difference. A distinguished personality, he's prepared to give more than what he's taking. So therefore, since he's eating a lot, they give him a nice portion over here by the wedding. So then they're going to take off half, and Reuben only has to give half that by not participating in the Shishbinas of Shimon. But Vimtar Ayin, but if he's a stingy person, he's very particular about how much he spends, then we only take off the amount that he ate and drank by the wedding, which let's say that's one dinner, and not more than that. And Reuben has to pay the rest by not participating in Shimon's Shushbina's expenses. Halacha does continue regarding what happens when one of the Shushbinim dies. May Shimon koyim shiyisa isha. So what happens if Reuben got married? First, Shimon participated in Shushbina, and then Shimon dies before he gets married to a woman. Or he gets married, but Ames Matechim Yer Mishte dies during the Sheva Brachas week. So in Reuben, chayv lahavsa liyisha Shimon klum. Reuben does not have to give to the inheritors of Shimon anything back. Shadir Omelehim, he can tell them, tenulu Shushbinim esmachimai. Give me my Shushbin, which is my friend, and I'll rejoice with him, and then I'll pay. He's not around, so I don't have to pay. Therefore, im samach imoy, if he rejoiced with him, where? Then he already became obligated in repaying the shishbinas. And then subsequently Shimon dies. Well, let's say he called for him to come, and he didn't come. Or he was out of town, he wasn't in the country at that time, where, as we said in Allah above, he has to still give back the shishbinas, minus how much the other person had eaten by his wedding. Or he didn't notify him, where they were also the same halacha. Since the week of festivities had already been completed, only then did he die. Then Reuben actually has to return the shishbinas to the inheritors. Either all of it, when again he had called for him to come and he didn't come. Or by taking away a little bit of lohidi, if he didn't notify him, or he was out of town, but the obligation was there once the Sheva Brachas is finished, and therefore then he does have to pay it to him, and if he's not around, to his inheritors. Halacha Yiraf, Meis Reuben. What happens if Reuben dies? And Reuben was the one who had the wedding first. And then the Shimon, the one who had given Shishbin's room, got married, he gets married to a woman. And the week of Shev Brach is over. So the place where the custom is to collect the Shishbinis from even the inheritors of the one who has to pay back the favor, then we force the inheritors of Reuben to give back minus the amount that he had eaten by the wedding, because obviously their father didn't eat by his wedding because he's dead already, which then you don't have to pay the full amount. Go in the place where that's not the custom, and then the inheritors don't have to pay anything. If Reuven dies, only once Shimon had got married to a woman, and he finished the week of Sheva Brachas, then then when they force his inheritors, they have to pay their Sheshbinis in all situations. Their father already became obligated the moment Sheva Brachas was over. If he had to pay all of it, let's say when he was invited, didn't come, Shamaku has to pay the whole thing. But when he was out of town, then they pay minus how much the he had had by his wedding those years before. Halachid Gimel continues regarding distinct halachas that apply to this halacha of Shushbinis. Chamisha Dvarim Nemnu B'Shushbinis. There's five halachas that were said regarding Shushbinis. First of all, Nigves Bebezin. It's collected in court because She'ena Ela Kamei Milva. It's only but like a loan. I mean, it's not a gift. It's a loan, and therefore it could be collected in court. Number two, Ve'ena Mishtalem Es Ela B'Nasa. It could only be collected in its time, meaning when the time of the wedding comes, Ke'ena Suradishin, like when the first guy got married. Now it's like a stipulation. Even though he didn't specify that that was intention when he sent it, that is this custom of Shushbinis. Number three, there's no problem about interest. Even though he sent to the first guy's wedding a dinner, the other guy is wealthier, sends back 10, but it's permitted. It's not with intention of him increasing that he had sent it. Meaning, he could have given less. The fact that he gave more back is just as a gift, as friendship. Number four, Ve'ina Shvis Misham Tata. The Shemitah year does not cancel this debt, which it usually does like a loan, because he cannot try to collect from him until he gets married the way when he got married. So it's similar to the halacha of when someone lends someone until 10 years, where the time of the loan is after the Shemitah year, which the Shemitah year doesn't cancel it. And number five, the firstborn does not take a double portion, because when it goes back, as we said, certain cases when it's going to be collected by the inheritors, this is not in the possession of his father when he passed away. It's a debt by other people, which is called ro. It's fit for the father to get it, but it's not his yet, because it's by the other person. And the first one does not take a portion of something that's fit to come, but it's not yet by his father. Like it will be explained in its place in the halachas of nechalas, of the laws of inheritance. Halacha yadav, that however, other types of things are not shushbinis. It's just kindness, and it's like a gift. Hashalich to shudul chaviv. Someone sends a gift to his friend. Or he sends him monies when he's down on his mazel. And the recipient is refusing to take. In this case, where she ef shushli tikech, it's not possible that you're not going to take. The hifza boy hashalokach, he presses on him until he takes it. It's anything that's similar to this. Even though they didn't specify, these are considered gifts. And therefore, cannot go and claim back and to claim and say, hey, pay me back. Until he specifies that it's a loan. So if someone sends to his friend kadi yain, rikadi shemen, jugs of wine, jugs of oil, lupedas, and fruits, based on someone is getting married. These cannot be collected in courts. They should give us acts of kindness. We didn't say the halacha of shushbin is that it's a claim and you can collect the court. Those are only regarding moys, regarding monies, those are what the minig is on. It's only regarding that he could collect in court.